Jeremiah chapter 40 with Gedaliah at Mizpah. The 40th chapter opens with a kind of superscription as follows. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, after that Nebuzaradan, the captain of the guard, had let him go from Ramah, when he had taken him, being bound in chains, among all that were carried away captive unto Babylon. This title appears to cover the following contents of the book down to chapter 43 at verse 7, ending with the words, "So they came into the land of Egypt, for they obeyed not the voice of the Lord. Thus came they even to Tahpenes." The word is interspersed with historical allusions, but the burden of it all is God's forbidding the remnant of the captivity to go down into Egypt, and their exodus from the land of Israel in that direction in spite of this, and the circumstances that led to their flight into Egypt. It was a strange experience for the prophet to listen to a justification of the word of the Lord at the mouth of Nebuzaradan, the king of Babylon's chief executioner. The captain of the guard took Jeremiah and said unto him, "The Lord thy God hath pronounced this evil upon this place, and now the Lord hath brought it, and hath done according as he hath said, because ye have sinned against the Lord, and have not obeyed his voice. Therefore, this thing is to come upon you." So Nebuzaradan there and then relieved the prophet of his fetters and gave him complete liberty, even promising escort and protection if Jeremiah wished to come to Babylon, but apparently concluding that Jeremiah would rather stay in the land of Israel, he said, "Go back also to Gedaliah the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, whom the king of Babylon hath made governor over the cities of Judah, and dwell with him among the people, or go wheresoever it seemeth convenient to thee to go." So the captain of the guard gave him victuals and a reward and let him go. And then went Jeremiah unto Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, to Mizpah, and dwelt with him among the people that were left in the land. Mizpah, or Mizpah, is literally a watchtower, or lookout, from the Hebrew verb sefer, to watch, look out, or view. There were several places of the name in and around Eretz Israel, the first named being in Gilead, where Jacob and Laban parted and erected a memorial or heap. And Laban called it Jagar Sehadutha, but Jacob called it Galeed, the heap of witness. And Laban said, "This heap is witness between me and thee this day." Therefore was the name of it called Galeed. And Mizpah, that is a beacon or watchtower. "For," said he, "the Lord watch between me and thee when we are absent from one another." This place was somewhere north of the Jabbok, near Jerash. But the Mizpah of this allusion in Jeremiah is most likely to be identified with Nebi Samuel, the fine hill that lies about 5 miles to the northwest of Jerusalem, to the west of the road to Shechem. Here the men of Israel assembled in the days of the judges. Here Samuel judged the children of Israel, whence the traditional name, Nebi Samuel. Asa fortified the place against Baasha, king of Israel. Here the king of Babylon made Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, the governor over the land. And here, as recently as 1917, the tide of war swept over the land once more, resulting in the deliverance of Jerusalem. But the very name Mizpah suggests the future and recalls the saying of Laban, "The Lord watch between me and thee, for this is a land that the Lord thy God careth for. The eyes of the Lord thy God are always upon it, from the beginning of the year even unto the end of the year." And by the eye of faith, we see this countryside in the glory of the kingdom of God, in the holy portion of the sons of Zadok, and Samuel and Moses, Jeremiah and all the prophets under the Lord Jesus Christ will inherit the land forever. Here, Jeremiah dwelt with Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, and the dispersed bands of Jews with their leaders gathered together to the governor. Even Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, and Johanan, and Jonathan, the sons of Kareah, and Sariah, the son of Tanhumeth, and others, and Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, the son of Shaphan, swear unto them and to their men, saying, "Fear not to serve the Chaldeans. Dwell in the land, and serve the king of Babylon, and it shall be well with you." And the Jews that were dispersed in Moab and Edom also rallied to the newly appointed governor. But there was an Ammonite conspiracy on foot, and Johanan, the son of Kareah, and all the captains of the forces that were in the fields came to Gedaliah to Mizpah and said unto them, "Dost thou certainly know that Baalis, the king of the Ammonites, hath sent Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, to slay thee?" But Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, believed them not. And then Johanan, the son of Kareah, spake to Gedaliah in Mizpah secretly, saying, "Let me go, I pray thee, and I will slay Ishmael, the son of Nethaniah, and no man shall know it. Wherefore should he slay thee, that all the Jews that are gathered unto thee should be scattered, and the remnant in Judah perish?" But Gedaliah, the son of Ahikam, said unto Johanan, the son of Kareah, "Thou shalt not do this thing, for thou speakest falsely of Ishmael,